Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today is Thursday, the 28th of November, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIFT Nifty, which is trading near the flat line, higher about 0.1%, the BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a muted note. In the previous session, after a muted start, the benchmark indices rallied on November 27th, led by gains in the auto, metals, energy and banking pack. The Adani Group stocks also staged a sharp recovery, gaining as much as 12% intraday. Energy and metals were the top performing sectors, with the former helped by the rebound in Adani stocks, while pharma was the worst performing sector in trade yesterday. The markets closed near 3 weeks high as the dollar slipped in international markets and a ceasefire deal was brokered between Israel and Hezbollah and came into effect in early hours. Continued buying by foreign investors in high-weightage index stocks also lifted sentiment. Looking ahead, markets will await Q2 GDP data and the infrastructure output numbers. According to analysts, the markets have seen a decent pullback over the last few sessions. The previous session saw an uptick as there is a feeling that FIIs are returning to India and turning net buyers. Technical indicators also suggest that the markets have been in the oversold territory and therefore analysts believe now is a good opportunity to slowly re-enter the markets. Now let's turn towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. NTPC Green Energy listed on the bourses yesterday and rallied nearly 13% following a muted debut. The company has already joined the 1 lakh crore market cap club and its IPO was the highest after Hyundai Motor India and LIC. KC International has received turnkey orders worth about 1700 crore in its transmission and distribution business for the design, supply and installation of transmission lines from Power Grid Corporation of India. Further, Vedanta shares will be in focus as Moody's Ratings has upgraded the corporate family rating of Vedanta Resources following its successful liability management exercises. Now let's shift focus to global markets and take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's main indices closed lower on Wednesday, with the Nasdaq leading declines as tech stocks slumped on Thanksgiving Eve on worries that the Federal Reserve might be cautious about rate cuts after stubbornly strong US inflation data. Inflation in the US, as measured by the change in the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, edged higher to 2.3 on a yearly basis in October. This is up by 20 basis points from 2.1% in September. Further, investors were still gauging the impact of President-elect Donald Trump's pledge on Monday to impose duties of up to 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada coming into the US and 10% on Chinese goods unless they halt the flow of deadly drugs into the US. The S&P 500 lost about 0.38%, while the Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average settled lower by 0.3%. South Korea's central bank, in a surprise move, lowered its interest rates by another 25 basis points on Thursday, as the bank warned that economic growth in South Korea was likely to slow further in the coming year. As a result, the Korean benchmark, KOSPI, was trading flat, while other Asian indices traded mixed. Japan's Nikkei 225 and China's Shanghai Composite recorded mild gains. On the other hand, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 0.8%, while Taiwan's Frontline Index was down 0.5%. Now in the Voice of the Day segment, we have Nirav R. Karkera, the head of research at FISDIM. Let's have a listen as to what he has to say.
The markets have been rather bruised since quite some time now. It is just the past couple of days that we have seen sort of a breather or a relief rally, if I may call it so. It has happened on account of a couple of triggers. Of course, it is the landslide victory of the current reigning government in important state like Maharashtra. So that is one positive trigger that has paved way for further belief in the political landscape of India at large as well. So this is an important cog in the wheel right now. Apart from that, there are a few good things that have been happening and a few blessings in disguise that have been coming along our way. So, of course, we cannot talk about the past couple of days without mentioning Trump's tariff stance on, countries like China and Canada, right? So there seems to be a blessing in disguise for India wherein you know, any imposition of tariffs on China could probably pave some way for India's export scene. Of course, there continues to be a lingering risk because Trump in the past has also called India a tariff king and has not been very kind towards India in the past. However, it seems like over the past couple of years, the diplomatic ties have improved, paving way for a better trade relationship with India. So that has further bolstered the outlook. Apart from that, global macros seem to be ebbing and easing in favor, especially energy prices. The outlook on energy prices has been moving in our favor as, you know, the geopolitical crisis in the Middle East seems to be getting closer to a resolution or at least a ceasefire for now. So some of these reasons are, you know, moving in favor of Indian equities. And, you know, as you rightly pointed out, FDI has turned net buyers. Of course, we need to see such sustained buying for a couple of more sessions at least before we start calling it the beginning of the end, or else, you know, the last thing that we want is getting our hopes up high in a flash, in a, in, you know, even when something's actually a flash in the pan sort of you know, buying by FPIs, right? We don't want to jump the gun there. However, you know, right now the things are looking slightly upbeat, and in fact, with the year end coming closer, you know, with FI action expected to ebb slightly and domestic action, buying action to continue to remain sustainable, it could support markets at higher levels. And of course, the largest macro is right around the corner, the upcoming union budget. So the pre-budget rally could also lend some legs to the current trajectory.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.